Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg with my wife Cindy. This is a good question and answer. I just did a number of questions and answers that I had collected in 2005, so I'd held on to them for 25 years. This is a recent question and answer. The ones from 25 years ago, and I'm going to do more of those because back then I wanted to write a book on dog aggression and so I collected emails for 6 months and I got a stack about that big, a lot of them about people who had dogs that ended up being killed by other dogs, and some nasty ones, but this is not like that. This is about a person who has a five-year-old dog that is crazy for chasing light, like pen lights, that type of thing. I'll read it and then we'll talk about it because it's a good one and I can see how some people make a mistake with these laser lights, thinking it's cute to have their dog chasing around, and it's not cute. It can end up like this. Hi, Cindy. Hope you're well. I have a five-year-old intact male sporting dog, a pointer. We got him when he was around 12 weeks old. Since day one, he was a light chaser. The breeder used a laser light for the puppies to chase just to tire them out. So if you ever get a breeder like that, don't buy a dog from them. Serious. Anytime there is a light reflection, he will sit and stare at it, wagging his tail and whining. If the light reflection moves, he chases it and repeats that behavior when it stops. We've tried increasing his mental and physical exercise, but this actually makes him really snappy towards us. So we've not found the right balance of things to try. Sometimes the more exercise you do with a dog, the more physically fit they become to continue to do the bad behavior for longer periods of time. That sounds kind of like what she's talking about. He also has other behaviors, such as when out walking off lead, he will pounce up and down like a fox, jump up in the air, and pull grass and mud out of the ground with his mouth. My son has a dog that does that, and he wasn't chasing lasers his whole life. He used to do this in our garden, but we fenced it off so he can't get at it. He's generally an anxious or nervous dog. He doesn't like being let alone. He has separation anxiety and will paw at his water bowl and catch water droplets in the air. Sounds like a difficult dog. Any help that you could give would be appreciated. Many thanks. So Cindy says, I'm sorry you're having to deal with this. I've seen other dogs with obsessive shadow and light chasing, and it creates a very emotionally unstable state of mind for the dog, as you know, because it does. It's not cute. You know, dogs will chase laser lights, and some of them can become, like this dog, obsessive compulsive about it. And it can get worse and worse and worse and worse. So if you have friends that do this, tell them, not a very good idea. Do you have an option to meet with a veterinary? This is Cindy. Do you have an option to meet with a veterinary behaviorist where your dog might be a candidate for some type of management and training paired with short-term, in parentheses, short-term use of medication is something that we recommend you look into. We're not a fan of putting dogs on Prozac for their whole life. Sometimes, if you have the right behaviorist, a trained behaviorist, not somebody that just hangs their shingle next to their dog training facility and calls themselves a behaviorist. But if you have a behaviorist that has the ability to manage medication, sometimes that can help and then wean them off of it. But that's something you would talk with the behaviorist on how long, what type, and what to look for. At 5 years old, I don't know that anything we can suggest will help you. That breeder should be educated on how to properly offer healthy outlets for puppies. Laser lights are a terrible idea. And I've said that how many times in this talk. The user response was good, though. Thank you, Cindy. I'll have a look into the vet behaviorist. I've thought about medication, so this is worth a try. But again, I'm going to say, don't go to a normal vet. Go to a behaviorist. But just because they're a vet doesn't mean that they know enough about medication to handle dog problems like this one, because not a lot of them do. It's too easy to put them on there and leave them on there and just zone them out for the rest of their life. Thankfully, he does manage to rest in a room where there are no reflective lights, but only when he's next to someone. So we have to be in there with him. Yes, without a doubt, the breeder should be educated. Makes me so sad. He's a great dog. Seeing him like this is just breaking our heart. Thank you much for such an honest message. I very much appreciate it. And Cindy says, I wish we could be more help, but we can't. So that's a nail biter, and it makes you feel bad. And when you first see it, you think, oh, look how cute that is. It's not cute at all. And if you end up being like this woman, then you're going to understand how bad it really is.
Dog with a ball, awesome. Different. I said it before, different toys. And you will find out by yourself what's the highest toy. Okay.
Hi, my name is Denise. I'm from.
Awesome enough.
I'm Denise. I'm from Austin State, Illinois. This is Jetta. She's just turned 10 months old. She's a shadow fanatic.
You know, what's in dog? Police dog? I never saw that before.
She'll do it all day long. Yeah.
Okay, let's wait for a moment. SWAT teams from police?
Yeah.
That's special groups for special dangerous situations. We have SWAT team in Germany, but not in every county or in every city. We have one for the state. It's a different system of police in Europe. And these SWAT team dogs, they only know to bite. They know no healing commands or no sit, no exercises. Only plucks, that's preparing for a bite. And after plucks, it can happen half an hour. They wait for a bite. I drive dogs without any exercise, only biting, no command out. So, I like that. And they have a dog in our area. They can guide with a laser. Dog handler like this saw dog X to this, to water and to a flashlight. And then he goes a few balls, and the dog is only allowed to go to the ball with a red dot on it. So, in a real situation, maybe a bad guy with a gun or with a knife is standing. Police talk to him from this side with a laser from in front of the dog. They guide the laser to this part and they send the dog. They don't want to kill the guy. Maybe they are afraid he will cut the throat. And they can guide the dog, what you normally can't do. It's a personality stuff.
But this is working. He focused.
I never saw that before. Okay, so we will see.
Everybody knows this in the carpet, going into the carpet. So.
But that shows also that this dog is not how to say
cruel.
Lazy is the wrong word. This dog is not, how to translate,
is that crazy?
When the dog is exercised day for day, mm-hmm. and he is tired, then she will not go to things like that. She says, oh, I wants to move, and she will find points to do it, yeah?